All right. How we all doing? How we all doing? It's Project Review with Q. Project Review for you with Q. Thank you. Home stretch here. Long day for all of us. Thank you so much for participating. It's amazing that we're finding so much alignment. It's just so thrilling. Thank you so much. I thank you all so much. It's a time for us to submit our projects, keep them moving forward, just dream and advance your projects. That's what we do here. Any and all questions today, please call in. How I can help any way, shape, or form, just keep calling in 888-627-6008. We'll see you when we see it. It's good to hear you. I love hearing questions from Robin from Michigan on line two. Thank you, BBS Radio. Questions about the sun and the moon. Robin from Michigan on line two. Questions about the sun and the moon. Thank you.
Hello, Q.
Hello,
I was just
Robin.
listening. How are you, Q?
If you're a robin, prove it. What color are your feathers?
Well, my feathers are white like an angel.
Oh my gosh, it's a white robin. I love those.
Was just listening to the last show, and I absolutely love the Whiplash show. So it was great that you interviewed Sunshine. I listened to her, and I think she's the most authentic, heartfelt radio personality on BBS. I love her. Okay, so my question to you guys were talking about the sun and the planet that we all come from. Is that what I got on the last show? Because I've been listening to Jordan Maxwell, and he describes the sun a little bit different. And he's a well-known theologist, and has done extensive research on the history of the Bible and the Hebrew. And according to what I've came across this week, and I'm not sure why it passed came to the forefront for me, but it was all about the cross and the sun, the circle of the sun behind the head of Yahshua. And is this a different sun that he's referring to? But because the way he made it sound is the people of the church, a lot of people, the Aztec Indians throughout history have worshiped the sun. And it kind of came across like a dark. So did I interpret that incorrectly, or are there two different types of sun?
Well done, well done. So you're going to have a hard time getting me to negate or contradict anything Jordan Maxwell says as a devout relationship. And very great care when I say that. So if
Okay.
I want to distract you, get you to look at different directions, there's a lot of ways I can do it. So Jordan's correct in that if Ra comes in and she is the primary source of light, and then I'm the activator and or we are the activators of creation is what you just said. So if you're going to denounce it and distract information, you're going to make fun of it, you're going to control it, you're going to manipulate it. So the sun is source. The developer of source coming in here would be Ra. The activator would be us, and I being one of the primary activators and or all of us. Doesn't really you can't really put identity to it, but that's more or less how it works. So the real opportunity we had to examine information the last call was you're not used to not having light, and you have very little light here. And you're getting more of it. So the sun should be so profound there is no night or darkness. And the activation of catalysm and what we're going to create should have no limitations, is what Jordan would most likely endorse.
Okay. All right. And I was hoping I was interpreting that incorrectly because I love the sun. And I've always, you know, since I was a child, I've always loved being in the sun. So good to know.
You can count. You can definitely count. You can definitely count on the sun. Now, how would I manipulate it?
I love it.
How would I manipulate it? I'd put a moon in front of it so you couldn't get any of it.
Oh, yeah. And that moon has been hanging out quite a bit over here, but it's been in real strange places. Like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's to the northwest. And I'm like, that's really strange, but a lot of people think that's normal, but okay.
You should be able to see the moon at times at, so the sun's at mid noon. So 12 will be right over your head. And the moon you'll find at 2 o'clock. So you explain to me why it's still a sliver. Well, the reason it's still a sliver is because it's not able to get through the band of this unit. So it's struggling to get in. It's working really hard. So it's got to move around to try and find pockets. So you're going to see the moon really working hard. Space in between when you saw it from day in and day out is going to change dramatically. So what we did, the Mervin and I, we kept traveling around the world to prove it, and it's struggling a lot.
Wow, that's very interesting. Very, thank you very much for that information. I appreciate it. Also, is the mermaid with you by any chance?
She's on a rock somewhere. I don't see her anywhere.
Oh, I just had a question for her, but later time, no biggie. And last but not least, I just want to say thank you for coming and getting rid of you and the white hats and the good guys, because I saw the crisscrosses in the sky the other day and all the flat bottom clouds were taken out. It was beautiful. I actually got to watch it. It was just amazing. I was excited.
So do you see how it works now?
Yeah. I saw so many crisscrosses.
Yeah, it's just a matter of finding them. So if you look at the chemtrail agenda, so the most standard story I've had people accept is, oh, the chemtrails are killing us. The chemtrails are killing us. I said, okay, are they worse than the aliens? Okay, so the mind control that comes from the aliens isn't really what the chemtrails are for. The chemtrails are really for finding their cloaking capabilities, because they have different cloaking capabilities. So if we make the crosses, I can connect each point of a cross and cover more ground. So it does two things. It shows you where they are, and then we can put resources to where they are. And we can put a signature on them so we can trace them when they move out of our cross. But in between the cross, they're pretty much annihilated. So we'll get rid of them, because each point of that crisscross will connect and make a triangle. And so that is a weapon that your U.S. Space Force is using right now.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And I had done my... my destroy commands, and within a half hour the planes came and the crisscrosses, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. It was amazing. So thank you to all you guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime you feel that there's something above you, you don't like in front of you, you're looking out on the horizon, I command my spirit to destroy anything attempting to abduct planet Earth. You should be able to destroy it. No problem. That's how powerful we are now.
Yep.
I command Prime Creation, destroy anything trying to hurt planet Earth. I command Prime Creation to raise our frequency to the highest level possible. Now, everyone should be able to do that now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Q. Appreciate your time.
Oh, your questions are always amazing. Never stop calling, please.
All the time. You betcha. Beautiful day.
My love to you. Good day. All right. We're starting slow today, aren't we? That's so cool. All right. So we got Robin Dunn. John from Eastern Canada on line 3. Received a land certified land patent as question on a John, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for calling back. Love it.
Wow, what a show today, Q. I'm just riveted. I love this information about the sun and the moon. Man, I'm loving it.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going, man.
Okay, thank you. So, as you know, I'm representing Carrie's group here in Canada. So the last time I spoke with you, I had copies of grants, but they weren't certified. So, mm-hmm. And if you recall, here in New Brunswick, we used to be Nova Scotia. So way, mm-hmm. way back. And then in June of 1784, there was land grants published and put forth by Nova Scotia. And then in January of 1785, New Brunswick done it on their own. They kind of superseded them or tried to, whatever. So what I had done, and I want to tell the story because I think it might be helpful for others here in Canada. I had gone to the archives office, the land grant office in Nova Scotia, in Halifax first. They were very receptive, and I was able to obtain these grant copies and have them certified there, even though that province is not the province I'm in. I then took those documents to my province, to our archive office, and they were very receptive once they seen those documents, and they too followed suit. So they allowed me to look through their microfiche and so on. And I understand that the maps, the land grant maps, have been taken down online. But if you go to the grant office, they'll allow you to look at them there. So, of course, I already had mine filed on my computer, but I got to look at them there again. And now they are now certifying those copies and sending them to me for my province. So I wanted to share that information in case it would help someone.
Okay, so can I ask you a couple questions real quick?
You sure can.
So amazing information. Can you define certified grants versus non-certified? When they did not have you... They did not give you a certified grant. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so what they had sent me was the property grant that would have originally been issued, and we'll just talk about the New Brunswick one, in 1785 in January. They then, it was just a plain grant. So when I went to them, they stamp it, they date it themselves, the commissionaire there, whatever he would be, and they have an embossed stamp, much like you'd see at a lawyer's office or as a business stamp, whatever, and it's clamped down on the paper, so it pushes through the paper, and it leaves it embossed with a date and their certification. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay. Is it because you got it mailed to you? And so if you'd went in the office and got the grant, would it have been certified from the office?
It would have. That's what they'd actually done in Halifax. I went there day.
That's the trickery I'm seeing in Canada. Pretty normal is you don't get a certified copy if you didn't physically show up and sign here in our doc book. So I do not see a solution for that yet, unless we want to take on your magistrates of each province.
However, it was fairly easy once I went to the office.
Pretty sure that most of your provinces in Canada will, as long as you have a date stamp by mail, probably will approve in most cases. You have your grant in hand, wasn't documented that it came from the grant office, I would expect most provinces to go ahead and accept that. So how can I help you today in this issue?
Well, I think I'm on my way with it. I just wanted to fill you in that, you know, I know we're doing United States first, but I just wanted to say that I do have a grant now that's certified, and I was going to move forward with my notice of acknowledgement for the deed acceptance next. I haven't done that yet here.
Cool. You should be able to use the U.S. model. We're going to have to change nomenclature, but our goal is we're going to have a U.S. template, Canadian template. I'm debating any of the other Queen's Laws template. So whether it's UK or Ireland or Australia, we want to die on the cross in America so that you guys don't have the same issues we'll have. And that's why I'm going so slow, is I want to get arrested. I want everyone to get arrested on the pier to prove that law and God is entitled to land. And so I think you guys are doing such hard work. I feel like we should do Canada as our next template. You guys are going really fast. All the emails, all the publications we get from you. Do you feel like that you feel confident in doing your own claim now?
I do. You know, with everything you put forth with us in training of the 5 steps, I think so. But I'm still going to go very slow. What I'd like to do is with each step, I'd like to call in and just kind of review it with you on Saturdays, if that's fine with you.
Yeah, I think a couple of the individuals out of BC are going to be a good tool for us because they're racing pretty quick. The one thing I learned about British Columbia is they went too fast when they developed the country there. So the Wild Wild West goes from east to west. Okay, we can get over that. Let's displace the natives. Okay, get rid of the natives. They're actually spiritual workers. Let's get rid of that icky stuff. And let's make them believe in liquor, guns, and wool blankets. All right, so Hudson Bay Company comes across Canada, wipes it out, gets rid of all the indigenous people, which is us too. Okay, so the next tribal lordship we indoctrinate. Well, British Columbia is the last. They didn't get it done. Whereas when you look in Ontario, they did a good job there, didn't they? No. Anyone? Yeah, yep, Canada is just. Yeah, so they, it's not to say they did a good job. It's just say there's more. You can see they got more synergy around the development of Quebec and Ontario, didn't they?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so BC is still pretty loose, even though there's a lot of restrictions there. But I think I'm gonna really follow the British Columbia guys in the way they're able to retrieve information. It's not that they're any better than the rest of Canada. I'm very passionate about all of Canada, obviously, but they have a couple more loopholes that didn't get buttoned down like you guys did in your area. And, you know, I love learning about that so I can deal with it. But, what's your next steps?
I'm just going to get down through what you have provided us with. I'm going to do the acknowledgement of delivery, acceptance of the deed, because as in the U.S., it's identical here. We really haven't accepted the deed when we initially purchased the property. So
okay.
I was just going to follow your steps through, that kind of thing. Would you rather me not do that? Rather me go a little slower and do you follow those proof things out west first? Or
no, I want you to go however you're inspired to go. I have a red deer in my physical bodies. So I have family homestead in Red Deer right now. And I'm going to hold it close to my vest because I want to, it looks at sometimes stronger than where you're at and then weaker in other spots. And so I'm going to see which one, they're all kind of competing. So I kind of want to watch and see because I can use my sample in Red Deer from my family lineage, but I'm not convinced it's as strong as yours. So when you homestead just now, even though you don't have a legacy homestead potentially, if you homestead now, our legacy homestead from my family, as an example. So I'm going to be a little patient and just take care of America first. And then it looks like I'm going to move to you guys. And so then we're going to have a Canadian one, et cetera, et cetera. You can see how we're going. And we'll just move throughout the world. Why can you not homestead in Africa, dear one? You should be able to do that, shouldn't you?
We could do it all around. Yes, that'd be great.
You should be able to homestead anywhere in the world. And that's what we're going for.
Okay. All right. So I'll just keep going ahead with what I'm doing, and I'll just call back in.
If it's really exciting for you, please don't doubt yourself. You don't need me. Just have so much fun with it.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's like this game's over. Let's have fun with it.
Right. Well, I'm having fun right now. It's great. Yeah, I'm very excited about it all. I have another question for you.
Please. I love them. I love them so much.
Okay, I hope you like it. It's a funny question. So what is another way to refer to gnome urine?
Say it backwards.
L-M-N-O-P, Q.
You already knew what I was going to say. Don't play with me.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I had to throw that little joke in there. All right, man. Thank you very much for all your time. I'm sure there's people lined up there, so I'm going to go forward with this, and I'll keep in touch.
Love you, man. That's just great information. That helps so many people. There's a lot of Canadians listening. Never stop calling in. I love you. Good day.
Okay, I love you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. John from Eastern Canada. Well, yeah, so Canada is special to the world in a lot of different ways. I'll give you one of many examples. A lot of hidden treasure there. And the reason there's a lot of hidden treasure there is no one thought you would find Canada. Well, you did. Anyway, a lot of the Swedish, Norwegian communities that you enjoy, you might want to throw Finland and Denmark, Russia is in there. Those legacy communities, most of them migrated through Nova Scotia. They didn't pick New York, but then came into America, usually through Denver or Colorado. And then, so a lot of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people that you see coming from Scandinavia, the ones that got into America probably came through, you had to use the stagecoach systems from that area. So like, as example, Red Deer to Denver, Colorado, you would have had a highway of stagecoaches. And certainly that's how a lot of Norwegian Scandinavians got into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and so forth. And so that was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And that's why migration happened, is I really need to get the Native Americans off their land and quit being so spiritual, and I need to start an Industrial Revolution. There's nothing wrong with Norwegian Scandinavians. What I'm saying is I need to indoctrinate a system of industrial development. It's nothing about physicality. It's about what agenda do I want to achieve in America, Canada? I need industrial revolution. It's not about an indigenous grouping or a non-indigenous grouping. It's about how do I control society? I need to get it believing in something, and that's the industrial revolution. Okay, sorry to be so long-winded. Karen from Pennsylvania, feedback from last week's call. Karen from Pennsylvania on line 4. Feedback, or do I have it wrong, BBS Radio?
No, you have it right.
Thank you, Karen.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha to you. If she's there, don't let her sneak up behind you.
I know. She's sitting right next to me. It's wonderful.
I'm terrified.
Ear to ear.
I feel like she's going to tickle us both, and we're both going to laugh when she tickles you.
We've been laughing all day. I mean, listening to this, the shows today, oh my gosh, unbelievable day. I mean, it was amazing. And the feedback that I wanted to give you, the call on timelines last week, after that call, I did exactly what I wanted, and I didn't participate in drama. I barely worked and nothing bad happened and everything was great. And I'm in a great mood and my mood elevated the people around me. So thank you. Thank you.
So may I ask you a question?
Please.
How do we can it and get everyone to drink it?
I don't know. Well, Susan that called earlier, I cried with Susan. I cried with Sunshine. I felt their hearts. I feel their hearts every time. The situation that happened with, I think it was Susan, with the dolphins, I had the same thing happen with birds.
Okay. It's amazing. Can you help me? Can you help me can this thing you have? What is it you have?
I don't know. It just happened. It just happened.
I want to put a trademark on it, label it, and then get everyone to drink it. So, well, I was thinking Q water, and I just didn't want that much identity. So I'm like, so it's U water. Do I call it U water? What do we do? How do we do it?
I don't know. Just
how about
do
a radio
it.
Show?
Well, I don't know. I listened to all the callers, and I did have, like, I think it was Tatiana. There was someone with a sick child, and I just had a little bit of just maybe something if they wanted to try with commands. I sing my commands. I take songs that I love, and I use the tune of the song and sing the command. So I can sing around my yard. The neighbors don't look at me like I'm a loon. And so if I'm chanting commands by my tree, everybody might be looking at me. So I started singing them, and now I sing them all the time, and it's fun. So that might just be an idea. You know, pick a favorite song and use the tune of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So are these radio shows helping people?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do we give you more radio shows as an example, not every day, every week, just when you're, this is an idea, when we're spontaneous, we do conference calls, collective conference calls, conferencing. Is this a good use of our time?
Yes, absolutely. And conference calls, I mean, I'm blessed and so grateful to have this unlikely friendship with Aloha. I mean, it's just amazing how we came together and to have someone to talk to about everything that's real it's amazing. And so I listen to Robin's show now, and I've listened to Sunshine from day one. And just to let you know, she has a beautiful voice, so you might want to have her sing next time she comes on. So, yes, it's working. I would love to collaborate with anyone.
I would encourage more people to call in. Great.
You know my favorite part about Aloha? You know my favorite about Aloha is?
What's that? Everything.
She'll call me out anytime she needs to.
She does.
Yeah.
I love that.
She does it to me, too. She does it to me, too. What do I do? What do I do?
I like that dominance. When I step over mermaid talking, she goes, no, I'm talking mermaid right now. No, that's the stuff I love. I love that. No, I want to talk to her, not you right now. You'll be next. I love that stuff.
Step aside, Q. I'm talking to the mermaid. Well,
no,
for me, I would encourage people to call you.
I would encourage people to call, more people to call. If you've never called, call. Because with one of my calls with you, I told you everything that I felt after, and that's because I called you. I call you when I want to.
Here. There's nothing.
What a great
better.
Day, Q. What a great
nothing
day,
better.
Q. That's all.
Nothing better than like really receiving authenticity. So when you listen to her, you listen to you. You're like, hey, I wanted to receive you. I wanted you to listen to me. I wanted you to receive me. I wanted to see you. I want to see you. And we all deserve that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Like, we're really going to connect. Let's, like, really connect.
Let's connect. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. What else you want to play with today?
Can I say something?
Like, we can stop her.
Okay. Well, because she called first, and I'm just happened to be here. So
you guys gonna put your panties back on or what? What are you gonna do?
I don't think so.
I'll make it quick. When I'm in Playa del Rey and I'm on the street above the beach and ocean, I can walk from my car across the street, over the parking lot, over the sand, over the water while the sun is setting, and I can walk into the sun while it's setting into the ocean.
Yes. I'm very familiar with you being there, especially as a mer person. So when I first got to connect with you out there, many people might not recognize those words. Southern California, Aloha and I will have a relationship with that's very ancient. But what she just said is, how is it I'm in that geography, I can play with the sun, articulate it where I want it, and articulate the earth where I want it, and then go in and out, in and out. And, excuse me, endless possibilities. Forgive me, did I put words in your mouth?
I love listening to you. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So for the most part, because we're multidimensional beings, we're able to do that. You all are able to do that. It's just whether you get that ability back. So if I can play with the sun, I can orientate it where I want it in a given time and space and day. And I can also orientate the planet, the sea, the land, orientated where I want it as well. So if you have a very light being, when we look at Aloha, she's able to play with time, space, and day in her own way, individual. And when she interacts with all of us, which are doing the same thing, she's now going to mold. So you have a very special person with this lady here, and many of us, all of us have all these abilities. She's able to actually play, literally play with it, dance with it, and then not dance with it, and then play with it and dance with it. Is that pretty much what you've experienced? Excuse me.
Yes, and I tell you these things because when I tell you these things and you help me to remember and for my... To remember, you help me to remember when I talk to you.
Yeah, and vice versa as well. So do I remember being in San Diego with you? Absolutely. Was I in the same body I'm in? No. So I know that relationship is there. And it doesn't have a time continuum. So whether it's a million years, 1,000 years, 5 years, it doesn't really matter to me. It's just, I can see the information. And it's really not that important. It's what do we want to do going forward in our expression of ourselves. So I hope that helps.
It always helps. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
And here's
ladies.
You got a twofer.
Oh my God. It's like my dream come true to have two women on the call with me.
I hope
having two women
there
at once.
I
love
her.
This. Gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I got two beauties all at once. It's incredible to be devoured with so much love is amazing. Thank you so much.
And our love to Mermaid as well. I love her. I think about her a lot, and I feel her spirit.
She's coming in strong, and the nature is her priority. Nature will help us going forward. Getting closer to the earth and nature is her priority, and removing a lot of these subsystems, she's having a blast, and that's why you don't see her. She wants to be on these radio shows, but she realizes that stimulating our connection with nature, annealing it, finding a way to anneal it, educate, it looks like it's the children. All the children she's taking care of, responding to, they don't look at computers. They look at nature. That's their computer. And she's working hard
at how to,
yeah, right. So she uses my work as an exemplification of what is missing. So I find the problem, she finds the solutions. It's pretty much our avenue right now.
Well, thank you both. And Asha, everyone. Lucia, I love her. All of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Never stop calling, please. I need you so much. I need you so much. Aloha, aloha to both of you. I love aloha. I'll move on, BBS Radio. I never get tired of those calls. I am totally drunk with that call. That was amazing. The next call will be, let's see, we did that one. Again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. Can't believe I'm an entertainer again. John, I think we already had that one. Line 3, did we already do that one, BBS? Okay, thank you, BBS. Thank you, Subdate. Yvonne from Oregon on line 5. Cannot remember, their youth siblings have tried to help them remember, but is still unable to recall. Ask a question on why they cannot remember it. Yvonne from Oregon, line 5. Are you on there?
I am.
Spam.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Spam. Bam.
Yes.
Okay, you go. What you got?
Okay. So my thing is about timelines. I don't remember mine. I don't remember mine from childhood into my 20s. My siblings are the ones who can remember almost every intricate detail of their childhood. And they're like, well, do you remember when? I'm like, no, that was your life, not mine. Because I don't remember. My mother had always thought that maybe I was a walk-in when I was in an accident and was pulled back into the car by my higher self. The angels pulled me back so I didn't go through the car. Is it possible the reason I don't connect any longer, besides the fact that we're not supposed to remember and keep revisiting the past, but is it possible because the callings were much higher for me than possibly for the siblings?
Very common question. Thank you. Thank you so much for that question. All the one-on-ones I've done over the years, very, very normal. So make sure I understand it. I don't remember my past in this body, or I don't remember my past in other bodies.
I don't remember this being past. I remember I was in Lumeria. I remember I was in Egypt. I remember other places and times. but not these.
Perfect. I've been waiting for you for a very long time. Okay, so the model in this type of human, this is not standardized, but for the most part, the model is to make sure you get some of that recovery from legacy memories, because they really can't stop us from that. That's our horsepower, our legacy memories from spirit, God, source, whatever word you like. You're not, it's going to be very tough to erase that from us, because you need enough light source to animate this type of human. So you're going to get some of that. But for the most part, the standardization of a model in these humans is very good at reducing memory in this lifetime to our legacy lifetime and or our current lifetime. So we usually get one or the other. So some people remember everything about their past lives, nothing about this life, as example, what you just said. And everything about this life, recording trauma, drama, dharma, karma. Most people record, 95% of everybody in this planet records dharma and karma. So The fact that you're not doing that is really good news, because you're not adopting it. But guess what? You're living with people who have, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. I am very much so. My sister is currently living with me, and she's like, well, you remember? No. Well, you remember? No. We stopped saying about remember because no.
Yeah. So that it's really cool to see how karma works. It's engineered. We're not supposed to have karma. We shouldn't have to go through a same life over and over again. And so when you finally catch up to it, you go, look, that's fun that you're genetically my sister, but you're actually not related to me. Now, I'm not endorsing what I just said. I'm just saying that you say, I don't.
I understand.
I take your leave. Yeah, you're my friend now. You came through a body, and you came through my mom's womb, but you're still that person there.
I love you, because that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I have felt like that since the 80s.
Okay, that's a very long. That's a lot of information on the radio, too. You know, there's like a million people listening to you say, I hate my sister.
But maybe then they'll understand that it would be better to turn things into a friendship with assistance versus a tie down that's eons.
You just taught us all today everything we've been waiting for. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Beautifully spoken. Exactly
thank
correct.
Thank you.
Way to go. I'm so proud to be a participant with you. That is exactly correct. I love you.
Thank you. Gosh, I just love you guys so much. And ever since
thank
I found you.
You,
I have felt nothing but peace and calm. I don't care what's happening in the world. There's nothing but peace and calm within my being and within my journey as a humanitarian, even though my organization kind of flipped upside down. I know that I still belong regardless. So much love to you, and thank you for being available for us.
We're doing our best, and we'll never stop, ever. Some point, some contact, some point of view, we will never stop. They'll always have a component of us here.
Thank you so much, Q.
My love to you. All right. That is really fun day today. And 5 hours of radio. I want the caller list to know I thank you for being so brave that you'd expose your hearts to so many. There's millions of people listening to you. So when you call in, we all learn from our conscious collective. So never doubt that there is many millions of people listening to you to absorb your heart center when you speak to me. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get to sort conscious computing and these recordings. So you're going to get to prove if you're connected to your consciousness, how much you're connected, and have a conscious computer to look at soon. So you're going to go, hey, I actually do feel information versus I know information versus I've learned information versus I'm sorting information. You have a lot of opportunities here. Just keep calling in. That's right. DMC is run DMC. You got it right. You got it right, Carolyn. Michigan, thank you for calling in. Karen, thank you for calling in. John, thank you. Yvonne from Oregon, thank you. Lisa from Australia, we're going to get to you. Keep calling in. Karen, never stop. Donna, aloha. If you don't stop, I'm going to come get you. Donna from Wyoming, keep calling in, please. Lisa from Australia, please call. Keep calling in. Mary from California, don't stop. Sose from Vermont, please keep calling in. I love you guys all. I'm going to call it a day. It's been a fulfilling day. I thank you all. The mermaid sends incredible, blissful kisses to you all with her flippers. I love you. I love you. I'll call it a day. See you next week. Good day, BBS. Thank you, BBS Radio.